Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, on Sunday, right day, the December 21st, 2014, you're listening to another edition of Religion Means a Lot. I'm your guest host, Ismael Kadar, filling in for Imam Alfred Muhammad, our dear beloved brother and friend. And I thank you today. That today, it is a beautiful day. You know, something about Sundays always make me feel real good and gracious. And I know the time to clean. I normally clean up around the house, do things, keep everything intact, my life. But yesterday, we had a pleasurable show. It was just a real inspiring show. And I want to keep continuing on that note of inspiration. We'll be joined by Imam Mujahideen Muhammad in a few minutes, our dear beloved and our friend. We will hopefully be with him in a few minutes. He should be calling into the show, Imam Mujahideen Muhammad. Hold on. I think he's on the line. Imam Mujahideen Muhammad, are you there with us, brother?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes, sir. How you doing? How you doing today, brother?
Doing good. How are you?
I heard you gave an inspiring cup Friday to the believers in Philadelphia.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us, brother, always. If you want to open up with any open remarks on this Sunday, or this public address, feel free to do so.
What Sunday are we? This is the fourth Sunday.
Huh? Excuse me, I couldn't hear you. You got to speak up in the microphone a little.
I was asking, what Sunday is this? Is it third Sunday or the fourth Sunday?
No, this is the last Sunday. Oh, no, not the last. The third Sunday. Last Sunday, I believe, is the 21st. Third Sunday. All those out there greeting us, this is a lot going on. You know, I want to report about the ads. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the streets. In terms of Eric Garner in this case, we want to discuss it a little bit. I mean, only because it's media news, and it's real important to talk about these issues as they affect society. We give out, this is one of the things we do at Religion Means a Lot, and we want to continue to do so. So we are on this Sunday, beautiful, gracious Sunday. I just say how I love Sundays. I mean, this world is really, really at a changing, critical time. I mean, this is crazy. Now they try to call this guy a Muslim jihadist. I mean, this is really interesting. It's interesting. And there's lost souls. There's really a lot of lost souls walking around. Two police officers was executed in Brooklyn. My hometown, place where I do the broadcast from, in Davison. Two police officers were sitting in a car in Brooklyn and were shot and killed, execution style, Saturday afternoon. Now, we have to condemn all acts of violence, whether it's among, each other, if it's among the innocent, it's among law enforcement that do everything, try to risk their lives, many times risk their lives in trying to, in their job, protecting the homeland. And many times we have some guys that violate that and people that violate that, but never should we see the whole innocent lives taken. And it is really a sad situation. I believe, personally, the guy was mentally ill. Most of the weak mentally ill have afflictions. Now, do I not believe that this issue has been stirred up in the media, stirred up, and it's just going to get a little, to me, it's going to get worse. It's a mission with not really a solution. It might be even a stage. Shaitan uses a lot of times, Satan uses these things to set up. What did you say, brother? I think we got my brother in the background, but he uses a setup to put in far worse measures to take. And I think that it's important. The show today is going to be real short. We don't want it to be too long. We want you to be able to do what you have to do this Sunday. We want you to take care of your responsibilities this Sunday. And it's just important. I like to have any callers to call in, you know, if any your particular view on this matter and anything that, you know, you have time to call in. But if anything that you want to discuss with your brother Ishmael Kadal, I'm here. I want to discuss it. I just think that it's definitely things in the air. I mean, they have our President Obama, and basically they're trying to tell the president that you may be one of the worst racial presidents, you know, for race relations. Excuse me, that's what they want to use. I don't believe so. That's not my opinion. This is the thing that's coming out, you know. Even for this act, you see, Mayor Giuliani makes well, this guy just go away already. Well, this mayor just go away already, but he makes a statement talking about, you know, Obama could have been more, if he didn't make his remarks, or maybe this, you know, person would. But, you know, on the flip side, you know, I'm sad for a loss, but at the same time, all lives matter. That's one of the big phrases I think is out there. All lives matter. And, you know, I'm saddened by the police situation. You know, I'm very saddened by it. You know, and the guy killed himself. A sad state of mind. Person, he's dead too. He didn't even survive. But I know that this is part of a situation. This is feeding certain things in the social order. But I also know that many cops who I'm seeing make statements, I think they should pause for a second. And I'm seeing statements from, you know, this war now and, you know, and I think that's not right either. You know, this is a guy that's crazy. He's lost his mind, a misfit in society. He's probably using the energy that's out there. You know, this guy, they say he killed his girlfriend. So I think there should be also the reality that two lives also were killed, police, four lives in total, himself, the girl, and two cops. So there should be a sadness by the police of this criminal activity. I believe when we start saying, oh, how dare he do this to police? Well, in the flip side, that could be sad too, because all lives should matter. And I think that's what the family and people who are grieving is saying, that, you know, these deaths hurt their family. And we all have families. We have individual families. We have work families, including in the police case, the work environment, people that they serve their lives with, work with. So we should be sensitive to that fact that a mother losing a child on any level, or family losing a husband, or losing a wife, you know, sometimes. It's all, we should be sensitive to that. So a long time ago, my leader talked about America not being desensitized. And I think it's important we talk about that the public is being desensitized. I mean, I was watching a movie a few days ago. You know, I like flicks. I like thinking movies. I like political movies. I can't lie. I like old Western, sometimes old classical movies. All thinking, you know, thinking political, you know, power, seeing how people react in situations. But I was watching one movie, and the man, it was so much violence in this movie. I mean, literally, I had to turn from the screen. I had to turn from the screen, and this series comes on TV, comes on cable. Good. And they were showing the scenes of death scenes and shooting scenes. And they make the blood and everything so graphic. I mean, the guy, they don't shoot no more to the heart, you know. That's too corny for TV, you know. You know, and the reality is, I guess the question is, and this is where many people might have the same question, is TV perpetrating a myth, or is it repeating what many say, the society, the social, what we do? But as I was watching this TV show, I got to finish this. As I was watching this, film, and I seen the guy's head get shot, you know, and the way they made the blood so real, you know, I said, wow, you know. But I thought about it. I said, this is really desensitizing. You know, I have to turn away. But on the flip side, it brought me back to a period about a year ago, 2 years ago, and I was watching one of my friend's sons playing a video game. And he was like 12 years old, 11 years old. And, you know, I'm thinking, this guy's too young. He can't even, this guy, you know, he's so young. What's this guy going to do playing a video game? Well, not only did he take out the sports game that he had in and put in one of these criminal games, I forgot the game. I know you could hijack cars, you could steal this, you could do that, just criminal elements all in this video game. And when he put on this video game, this 11-year-old, when I tell you, he was gunning and shooting in his video game, backing out of alley, you know, jumping the car, do what to do, getting money out the cash. I mean, I think it's called Grand Theft Auto. So one of those video games like that. And I said, wow. You know, I said, you know, from my era, you know, the little video game we played was building bricks, you know. Luigi, Mario Brothers, right? So I said, you know, you know what? At the same time, we had Duck Hunt, you know? Now, Duck Hunt was more innocent, you know, shoot a little gun at the screen, pew, pew, pew. It was fun. It was, you know, Duck Hunt. But what they're introducing to us that this thing has two sides, you know, two side coins. And now, you know, if you talk about Mario Brothers, a game like that, most people will laugh at you, you know. But that killing game is at extreme right now. So what I saw in that little boy, I said, you know what, if they could get this guy to kill a video game, he could become desensitized to the point where, with all his blood hitting the screen, and, you know, I remember saying that specifically, telling my friend, and he's like, wow, these little kids, man, this is no joke. This is real. You know, he said, well, you know, it's just a game. And I said, well, nah, I don't think it's a game, just a game. It could desensitize you. These kids are, you know, now you see all these situations with young kids, youngsters, 13, 12 years old. It brings me to that point of the man, talking about society. You know, the goal and the aim can be to desensitize us. And we desensitize to a point in society where we see normal occurrences and we say that, hey, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And we can't do nothing to change that. And I think also in the fields of, you know, like the police, the force, sometimes they can be desensitized. All the murders they see in the neighborhood, all the acts of violence, crimes is their career, fighting crime is their career. So many times, if you're not careful, it'll have a sacred sanctity. This is why prayer is such an important thing, purification, a direction. You could also say, oh, that's the way this world is. This is an ugly world, gruesome world, and I must do what I have to do to protect myself from it. And this is the way people socialize. So we want to make sure our prayers and go out to the slain officers, but we also want to understand that all the officers who are talking, I've seen a few in circles talking about retaliation, and it's going to, don't act emotional. Don't become desensitized to a point where, one, this guy that's, in my case, like I said, reviewing documents, lost his mind a long time ago. He killed himself and his girlfriend as a sign of all lives. This is a tragic tragedy. Weren't the only loss in this situation were not police. So don't become desensitized where we see all citizens or this fight against citizens and things that others are demanding justice as something to take away their justice or to make people pay. But society in general, this guy, this one that they got to pull this off, is becoming much more desensitized And the brother, our brother Amin, he makes a good point. Well, the same kid playing this video game, shootings, spending his Saturday and Sunday, you know, it's our job to put him in an environment where he exercises his freedoms, those passions and stuff for science. And he can be creating a video game. And we have to create an environment for that. So simple. I mean, we have guys playing sports, you know. They're playing, my brothers, they like playing NBA Live, 2K. You know, it'd be LeBron. Nothing wrong with playing a video game whatsoever, but you're
staying so long.
You see a brother playing so long.
Where you say, do you want to go outside and play? You know, exercise your legs. Because, you know, it does more than you know, when you play, even if you lose sometimes. You know, kids, when we were young, to exercise, to be running, to be jumping, you know, and we have a big obesity problem now. We have big. So we see these things as attractive forces. Attractive. Now, you know, don't say they're not attractive. Don't say that to be introduced, you don't become attracted to this, to the way something looks, you know, the way something feels, you know. It's attractiveness. And when it's Satan, Satan told what he was talking in the sense of what he would do to God's, this man that God has created, about this. Hold on 1 minute, dear people. He might talk for a few seconds. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Just here. Hold on 1 second. Yes, sir. Take over the broadcast.
Okay. Yeah, I was in and out. Yeah. I did catch some of it, but I would like to add to the discussion in reference to the effects of all these happenings in the media, in the neighborhood, and how it affects not just the ignorant masses, but how it affects our children, the young minds, those minds who are very impressionable in their developmental stages of ideas of themselves, ideas of creation itself. So, thinking on that, some of the things are the challenge. This brings about another challenge for the Muslim community, the Muslim parents, mother and father, on how to create that balance that would give them the ability to understand as much as could be understood about what's going on, but also know their role and their responsibility to navigate through these incidents. For instance, this concept, as was just mentioned, about Black Lives Matter and putting emphasis on All Lives Matter and telling the children, and in fact, I've seen one situation where they asked the young man, what do you do when you see the police? And his response was, I run so I won't get shot. You know, so if that's his response in the public setting in school, then that parent has to be more diligent, more aggressive in communicating and having these discussions. Another instance, just yesterday, it was a Caucasian female. You back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
I'm about to
there was
continue, brother.
Yes, sir. There was a Caucasian female. For lack of a better word, that we say white, right? A white female and her daughter. And they were walking by, and we was inviting the people to join us for food. We give out free food, sponsored by a couple organizations, Muslim organizations, American Muslims Feed Hunger, and others, the New Africa Center. And she said she didn't think they could get any food. I said, why did y'all say that? And she said, because her father said that we were white. You know, they didn't think we were going to feed them because they were white. So let alone the mother and the father going through what they're going through, a black and white couple, interracial couple. But what does that affect on that child? That child that thinks she has to decide, you know, who she's going to be. Is she going to be the white
Is she going to be black? Is she going to use it in different situations? You know, all this added burden on the minds of our children, our vulnerable, our most vulnerable asset, time we're living in. You know, so I just wanted to share that and give those few examples.
Well, man, brother, we appreciate that example. Because this time we are living in, this time is really, like the man said, we are living in the end. This is, but before you get too, you know, saddened by that, we're really not in the end in the sense of everyone, oh man, you know, we be, you know, and we actually dealing with the fact the great issues we having is coming to a conclusion. Sexism, racism, these issues, we're concluding. And so the time, you know, like a time has a conclusional period. So, but many people say, oh man, the time. Well, the NBA, if they didn't have a time, they had a time, you wouldn't have a championship. So we're not in the time, sense of time where the game is over, in a sense. I don't know that date. No one, prophet messages have come. But God has put references and has shown us things that would be here. And he said at the end, the righteous will actually inherit the earth. He said in the end. You know, this won't be right now the time prior to this. Be wicked, make great giant boatloads of money, exploiting the human nature. Well, there's going to be a time where that won't be in existence anymore. Christians, no reference to what I'm saying, and Muslims have strong points mentioned in what I'm saying. So we should see these times, these events as a summing up of not physical, just man's time, but the summing up of these great issues have taken a much time in man's clock. Racism. Is this man fit? Is the idea of who is the superior race has melted. Is racism been dead? It's our job to bury it. See, so the public is sad because the public don't even know it's dead. That doesn't mean that someone won't take, you know, like for instance, Egypt is dead. In terms of the Pharaoh. That period of Pharaoh is dead. But does it mean people are not practicing some of those principles? No, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. But I'm saddened by those who want to revisit, not from a historical purpose, but those who may say, oh, put, you know, pyramid on a shirt and this and that and Pharaoh was, yeah, because it's promised that it will never be an old Pharaoh again in that sense of what he had, that kind of kingdom. Promise is in scripture. So you could go and do your everything, but I doubt you have a better promise than what God has given. So we have to be mindful that the end of time, and it was the end of his time. That time was the end of his time. Caesar, after, had a time period also. But it was also the end of his time. But now we're not just in the end of time in sense of age of imperialism and age of dictatorships. And we're in an age of philosophy. We're in the age of ideas. America, a nation built on ideas. Some would call this a great experiment that we even have in the Constitution. Some say this nation, they say this is an experiment, a social experiment. But we see ruling even higher than I'm black, I'm white, I'm African American. We see the ideologies surfacing its way to the forefront. Big nation melting pot of where do you stand on this? Where does the African American stand on this opportunity, racial freedom, and all these great ideas? Where will our women stand on miscooperation and sexism? Sexual exploitation also. So they're asking all of us to come with these ideas between husband and wife. The sacred duty of husband and wife has been an argument for at least 30 years in the making. And perhaps here, politically, I'm talking about, perhaps it's been longer than that. But we are in the time, the day, thank my brother Amin, because this is really the day of religion, but it's also a day of science. The day of debt. Loads of debt also. Day of religion, day of science. And for your mind to understand, really when you say religion, you really are saying science also. And when you really say religion, you're really saying governance also. And when you really are saying religion, you really are saying education also. True sense, all religions have given these great rivers. So when I say that this is the day of conclusion, the day of all these big issues being concluded, and the public knows, they said a revolution won't be televised. Yet they're looking at the one telling lies to their vision. Summing it up, it's being summed up. The mind on some are being very limitations of what can be done and what can be thought of. And then on others, the mind is growing. And like you, brothers and sisters, in this audience, our audience members, just can see as I speak to you, brothers and sisters, on a daily basis, I can see how much impact you have in this new time. So as we go approach the new year, I wanted to do something far greater than give you a resolution or something to make with yourself. You can do that, no problem in doing it. So, but we're living in a new time of the freedom era. Freedom era. Why? Because man has not really been free. Man has given all these freedoms. Man has the freedom to go out and party. Man has the freedom to celebrate his urges. Man has the freedom to argue with each other for hours on not just us as African Americans, debates on the president. You know, debates on this, that. Man has the freedom, but sometimes his freedom holds him back when he's not really free to understand these great mysteries. Those who have given law have created, have kept certain things sacred and keeping the sky over the people. So the people under the sky, and the sky that they're dealing with is also understanding. So the people see a lot of things. Rain comes down, sun comes down, crop. The people understand how, rain comes in to the field. But the people have not the high understanding that those who have studied creation for centuries and the conclusions that they have arrived to. So most of this information is kept away for a reason, because if I have a more enlightened society, I won't, in some senses, be able to do what I am doing and get in the way with the great thievery that I'm doing. And the worst thief is not those who steal your money or steal your possessions. The worst thief is those who steal the information that God and has for human beings and human life, to reach human beings and human life. Stealing them out of their own human value. Almost animals. Don't even see them as equal humans. See them in animalistic form. And we see this in music and film and videos. More monkeys and animals on shirts showing up. What's that talking about, brothers and sisters? Celebrating your urges. They're seeing you, saying they see you in a lower nature. You have not yet come into human form. I got Brother Amin talk so much about, and I have to keep highlighting this brother because I'm glad he's on the case, exposing more of our young people to the sciences. The computer. Why is that such a great thing? Why is that such a great mission? Because, and I like the language he uses. I like the language that's in there, the STEM. Because we all should understand that plant life and how that plant life carries a message. And one of the things of plant life we should see as a human beings is being in the productive form. The plant is very productive, but being in productive form. And don't lose connection for the plant life. Don't lose connection for the plant life. The seed. The seed carries a message. The field carries a message. Don't lose that. So when we lose this, what happens? We become desensitized. And I make a story the other day. I was telling a brother, not Muslim, troubled brother, going through a lot. And he called me. He can't walk. The brother can't walk. And he called me. He said, "Ismail, I'm going through a lot." And he lived a real, I would say, thug life. To our audience members, he lived a real running around, and now he got shot. And I had to talk to him. I counseled this brother. He asked for me. I love this brother. I told the brother, though, that even while he's in his hard situation, it's important to feed his mind. I see his Facebook posts. I see certain things being said, and got a lot of anger, a lot of hate. Still, he can't. But I said, you know what? You feed your lower nature many times. You know, your girlfriend. You know, he's not living in the religious sense. He has girlfriends, and I said, you feed that lower sense and should encourage marriage, but you feed that when you go to impulsively, whether your wife or you go and you feed that. Then you feed, you're hungry, you're going to ask for something in your belly. You're hungry, and to taking care of your body, the more you give yourself great, good foods, whole foods, and greens and vegetables. So, why not? Do you know how your mind has been, how hungry it is? And he thought about it. He said, you know, I said, now that's on the top of your shoulders. That's on the top of your body. But it's been neglected for how long? So I encouraged him to look at Revelation first so he could get things out of Revelation, out of God's words. God's knowledge, God's words is the most important. That's why it's been tampered. This is why those have had the attempt to tamper with it. And when I say tamper doesn't mean, you know, you could change the source, the origin. But tamper means men have the ability to put in their hand and try to perception. So it's important when you meet brief brothers and sisters to tell them this. Tell them this. Why? Because as soon as they leave a person that's righteous or someone that has giving them a pure spin, don't think that there's not those who have a warped sense of the word, of their perception. So I want him to get a clear source. My advice was to read the Quran, but I told him that also the Bible has much information if he's comfortable with that, because he is a Christian. But I said to just go into not just the word, but what God is instructing you to do. So if he says, love thy neighbor, treat him fair. If he says, earn an honest living, do trade, learn about those fields, feed your mind with those who have accomplished. So there's also not ignoring the world that God has given you in knowledge. So we instruct each other by education. We instruct each other with information. And this is really an observation of the scientific world, the observational world. But when we don't feed our mind, as I explained to you, I said, you know what happens when you don't feed your stomach. We know what happens when we don't feed these things in our body change. Our body doesn't stay the same to a point where if we don't feed at all, we could perish. Starvation, die of starvation. So your mind is also can lead you, I believe, faster than your stomach. Yeah, so we see most of our people hungry. I remember the scene in Malcolm X where the brother, never forgot it, came up to Malcolm and he showed you the element of the infiltration, government agents, those ones that break this union up at that specific time. Not all the government, specific element in the government. See, it's important that we talk like this. Because everybody, even in our religion, you know, you see, not all Muslims, specific element that wants to come into the leadership of Muslims, right? So there was a specific element that wanted, that was not ready for this change. And they sent our own agents and covert operatives to the Nation of Islam. Now, create the ascension of you are Elijah's pimp in the movie. See, this brother is using, now that was a fictitious, may not have said the same word, but they, no, nonetheless, they're giving you the feeling, the vibe, things that were changing in the atmosphere. Now, Malcolm in that scene tells him he wanted to really hurt this brother, the security unit protecting that situation. He said, well, the brother's really just thirsty for knowledge. That's what Malcolm said in that scene. Why? Because he's acknowledging that we have a scarcity of the mind and the soul. So there's many in this public society who are thirsty, who don't have this, who don't see, and really even law enforcement be desensitized. I try to keep it a little quiet, but I know many of the law enforcement officials I have the pleasure to meet with over the weekend and over the course of years. And I know one thing for certain, that I always say that they do a great job and I respect the job they do. But the reason why I think we should have our own security also is not because I'm against cops. But I know the right to be free, first of all, to protect your own, to have security for yourself. It's very important. We work with Blight. But I also know that when I play with these people and I talk with a lot of them behind the scenes, just like football players many times, it disturbs me, cursing every sentence. So, strong element in that. Calling each other F-boys and this and that. And I tried to tell, I said, dang, I'm not really comfortable with the way they, I know this is police talk, what they call it, or jibber jabber, but it doesn't send about my morality, my sense. And I know they're your joke. And the movies make light of it. The movies you've seen recently, they talk this way to each other. It's a rough talk. It's cursing and this and that, sellers. Then they have 20 beers, 10 beers, drinking and things like that. Now, this is what you get in the public when you don't have private. So, am I mad at that public toilet that has some feces on it? Well, I can't. If I don't have a home and I'm on the road and I don't have nowhere, no community, nowhere to stop, I'm not passing into a private situation. Can't get mad at that. Because at least it helped me not to, would use the word, go to the bathroom on myself. So it has a use. It serves a purpose. Can't get mad at it. But But I have to realize that this is not my destiny. And I also got to realize that some of those jokes and things that have been said about women and stereotypical is because of being desensitized. The environment. Telling jokes. A joke opens up a lot many times. But as many societies are desensitized and don't even know the power of a joke. You know, they tell a joke because their grandfather told a joke. I explained yesterday. Told Joe's joke because my partner introduced me to tell this joke. Initiating new students. So we see this whole social order wrapping up power versus the weak, hungry versus the hurt, the hungry and needy versus the wealthy. Those who have a beast, actually. Those who have too much. They have a problem, too. They got too much. Both have problems. Both are fighting issues in Congress right now. Sexual harassment versus sexual exploitation. Issues. The TV itself is making freaks. TV shows back in the 60s, you couldn't get a man and woman in the same bed. Dick Van Dyke. You know, husband and wife on TV. Now, today, I turned on one show, and I had to tell my wife and children, get out the room. Turn their heads. And I turn off the, I don't even have cable anymore. Most of you don't even know that. I've got so far with this evolution. I wouldn't call it revolution. But I'm so far with evolution that if I don't side news channels and the way the information age has opened up, the internet, I find myself less than even I used to have these commercial TV. Idiot box. Plus, I can't control what I want to watch. If I want to watch a movie, I know the movie I want to watch. I know why I want to watch it. Yeah, what I want to watch. At least. But when I'm watching the TV, I sign up to watch this TV show, and I get hit with 20 commercials with every few minutes. It's giving me messages. And I became, over the years, knowing God has opened us up to this revealed information and creation. And even so, I've been very aware of the jinn. Inanimate, Imam Muhammad said that inanimate objects can also be a jinn. And you know this, those who know symbolic language, this is why you don't like to see a video with skull and bones in it and blood dripping on it. I've seen one rap video like that. That's why I'm bringing that to attention. To say that this is still, it gives you a certain even feeling. And it's dead. It's not living. But it's communicating something. It's communicating something. Fire. Being lit. So we have to realize that this is what's out there. But this is also, you know, we remember that a group of jinns read the revelation. A group of jinns. So we should understand that everyone needs a guide. Everything in creation needs a guide. Everything in creation needs a guide. Everything in creation has order, comes with order. And we're coming to the time where not because everyone's moral nature is making them submit to this problem, but the circumstances of the environment is even responding to this chaos. And we see one of the biggest things we have in this world is called environment concern. And I was with the mosque kids, blessed to meet President, Vice President, former of this administration before, Al Gore, on climate control, climate concerns. And I saw the urgency in that meeting. But I also was blessed to hear that Africa will have a bigger population than China and China and India combined. Now, you know anything about finance and also people population, those have been the biggest populations. But what it was showing me is this new energy. This won't be a neglect, the neglect that has been there in Africa has been such a huge neglect. But it let me know leaders on one hand were saying something else, communicating something else. And that, to me, was power. So the best power, energy, is the human soul. It's the most powerful, it's the most liberating. It's the most, don't look at the light bulb. The light is on. No, the light within you. The soul. So when the soul is not being fed, we see society suffer. Soul is fed, society is enriched. Society is cultivated. The seed is cultivated. Hayala falala. Come into cultivation. And even in the prayer. Come into success. So we are going to see a new change. We are an end of this domination, a falsified myth, falsified perceptions. And the brother Amin is doing a great job because he's trying to get our kids more exposed to creation. See, I'm not going to just say science, some of you guys that don't understand, because we work with the word science, we work with the word research, but we should also know that this is part of, if you really understand it, this is part of creation. I mean, I didn't invent the oval shape or the circular shape. I could look at the sun and get those shapes. Yet you playing basketball. You know, so the arc that's on the rock, the dome on the rock, your head on your body and your shoulders. We also have shapes. We didn't invent shapes. We didn't invent these things. We're studying them. So expose your child to study these things. Expose your child to study its own nature. Because what you'll find perhaps will shock you. What you'll find will shock you. And we're in a day where issues like this, I believe totally, sexism, miscooperation, racism, these will be summed up, concluded. The people will get to learn and see the truth. People will get to learn and see the truth. But you people who are working, stay driven, stay focused. This race is far from over, and we have so much to do. Really, this is a beautiful time for the believer. For the wicked, this is a very sad time. If you know, if you notice, if you can see it like I can see it, and bless and others around, greater than me, been away way longer than I have, you can see clearly that we are summing up these myths. And the people are fighting, but let me remind you of this, that man plans and God plans. And for sure, he's the best of all planners. You can't plan, and we see the schemers, but sometimes the scheme is so deep, you try to match the scheme with your plan. So even sometimes with schemers so deep, you have a plan. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a plan. So many people just take this to say, oh, the schemers plot And God has a plan, and it's just the best. No, God is the best of all planets, brothers and sisters. We know that, Fitz. We know that if you have a scheme, God has a way higher plan than your scheme. We know that. But also, some of us try to fight game with another scheme. This is why I felt it was very important to talk about this, Eric, this situation that's going on. But God is still telling us that man plans and God plans. For sure, he's the best of all plans. So where do I put my faith on? My plans? Or do I put my faith in the Creator? I'm putting my faith in my Creator. But I'm also instructed that man plans. See, so that's beautiful. It's really a liberation that's being said. But we see these things sometimes as one way. And that's why we get one identity. But God tells us there's two meanings in everything. But take the identity. So, you know, I'm taking that the schema is being addressed. I know. That's, if I don't take that and say, oh, no, this ain't talking, then that's flawed thinking. That's flawed. But God tells us there's another meaning also. There's another meaning. And those who exploit our nature have urged and satisfied their conditions. When I said a group of jinns reading scripture, have learned how to satisfy these urges of the social rulership, taking out the hidden things. And sometimes those hidden things start working against you. Because you say, oh, this only had this meaning. This is all I see. The one thing we love with the Imam W.D. Muhammad is he was blessed to take out many of the things that we could not see. But God blessed them with that ability. To make it plain, to see the identity, but also to see what's beneath the surface. And we as a society have many who are taking aim at us from beneath the surface. This is not, see, so the social order we have is not even set up above the surface. The social order we are responding to, because everyone sees these freedoms, everyone sees the Constitution, everybody sees these things on the surface, but so many are not able to maneuver, make progress. You say, man, I just don't see it. But then you bring them to the reality of the Lion Book, the tricks that were played. Some don't want to see. They know that. They have information on that. So the more I take you out of the enlightened book, God says in the Quran, do you not have even an enlightened book? So you don't even have a book of creation. A book, they take you out of the enlightened book, or to look for an enlightened book. Our people are not even looking for an enlightened book. Within themselves, about themselves. Like Brother Amin is showing us. But also, brothers, I would encourage to study their DNA. So we don't even have an enlightened book yet where we would make things, of, we would take ourselves out of that life. We're asked, why have not studied? Study this universe. Study it. And when I say study, I'm not talking about just go to a class. Nothing wrong with a class either. But don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself to four walls. Don't limit yourself to just a book. Get a book of creation. And the brother is so right when he said about the science and math, universal. Study it, goes across seas. goes to China, Japan. You're a scientist, you could benefit each society. We see people that the most biggest jobs being shipped overseas are ones dealing with creation. The biggest jobs, agriculture, those in this creation of agriculture, food, those in the creation of science use, information use, technology use, social sites, social media, the computer, transcending nations. Yeah, we see those in other fields like history. Beautiful. Nice to know it. Just because I know American history, they don't know I'm coming to China and know Chinese history. I know all the facts about American history. So we even see these fields like history now, they're going into, they used to have American history, now they say world history. You know, you ain't really even going through history till you know the world. That's good. I'm glad that change is there. I'm glad to see that major change in at least the public schools since this. But it's not going to be able to cover the whole world in that limited time and limited resources. So you're just getting a snapshot. You're getting a snapshot. But we are in a time where we must feed ourselves. And remember, when we talk about free feed, we're not talking about physical food as we go back. Feed yourself, meaning don't eat from Fox 5, ABC. Don't eat from Time Magazine. Don't feed yourself from what that corner store bodega is giving you. Go into creation. Eat an apple today. Eat a peach. Try a banana. The same condition you had when you were fasting, go to that today. And you'll see this world with new eyes. Write your thoughts down on paper. And if your words, you're not a good enough writer, start taking a class to write better. Start going with, if you don't have resources for a class, and I know there's always somebody, I don't have this brother. Well, go with the best member in your family or abroad and say, hey, I'd like for you 20 minutes. Look at these sentences, the way I construct these sentences. I want to be better at writing, speech. But plan your day. Plan your day. So what that verse said, did that mean that you don't plan? If you realize the jinns and those out you are using your own nature against you? So, yeah, they're planning about 1,000 years ahead. And they think making you that think that you should plan for just a protest. They had this 1,000 years ahead. They had the point of society change. When I broke down Dick Van Dyke, what I'm trying to explain to you, brothers and sisters, is that the TV is the same. We have the same channels we had in the same corporations. Dick Van Dyke era. Same basic channels, the same 2, 4, 5, 7 basic channels are the same. They have expanded. CNBC, CSBC, ABC, ESPN. They have expanded. They haven't gone anywhere, but it's the same. The same source. So if the source is, how are the shows showing you somebody butt naked from where a time where they wouldn't show you two people on TV together in the same bed? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself, is being desensitized for real? Who has fallen like the sense of Adam, the man, the common man, who has fallen? It's mocking the common man. He has fallen to an ape. He has fallen to an ape because he doesn't feed himself anymore. So feeding yourself when a man, husband, wife, and child, man went out to feed himself. It's not just
what we see many times, the trueness of feeding us with the proper, and I would say it again, with creation. Proper things instructed in creation. That's why we need the Quran. That's why we need the Bible. And so the census teaches us what to stay away from in creation. Stay away from this false in creation. This is enlightenment. Stay away from these foods. I was at a restaurant a few days ago. The person said, "Well, yo, you don't eat pork. Why?" You see? Well, I said, first of all, my religion. I'm so happy to say that. It wasn't a shame. Well, you know, I didn't say I'm just Muslim. No. Because I know people who are Muslim, and they break a lot of rules. I didn't want to think, he's just Muslim. Yeah, I want you to know that I am Muslim. But more importantly, I want you to know the dangers. I don't want you to see, most of us are happy to say, oh, I'm Muslim. All right, peace, keep me moving. And what might not transcend, that might not even transcend, like our brother said. It might not even transcend, oh, that's just a Muslim thing, I don't know about it. I wanted them to learn. So, and I didn't want to insult them. Because I said, my religion. See? Now, there's a difference. If you understand it for real, because she may not even heard that about Muslims. May not. May have been under the rocks or whatever. So she said, my religion, and I really wanted to put the common thread that the Bible, well, most of us in the Christian nation, encourages the same. So I don't want to emphasize that it's some, I'm glad that the Quran makes a clear example in the leadership and all, in the universal appeal of what we reject, and pig, and others. But I wanted her to see that we are common in this fight to purify our bodies. Because I know the way she asked me the questions, she definitely was dealing with weight issues and cleansing her mind. So I said, my religion encourages, tells me it's forbidden. And then I also follow it by saying, but if you study it, and I told about the experiment, money, you know the experiment, putting the acid on, or vinegar on the pig, and worms. But I said, you study it, it's related to also chicken egg disease. And it has very harmful effects on eating it. Just like that. And the sister said, wow, her eyes became bigger. See, I came to her human form. I didn't come to her, oh, you're not a human, you know, this is my clique. Some of us talk about Islam and things like that. Clique, we happy, we gay, and God is, and hey. No, because I know that's not the bigger value in a sense. God, in his Bible, he did, it's preferred. Told him and warned him. So this is a prior to giving to creation. And the Jews, we have to eat their meat. So they was instructed. So let's go into the bigger vessel of creation when we talk and communicate with each other. Imam Mujahideen, I'm concluding the show. If you got anything else to add, happy to do so.
Yes, sir.
And you can lead us out with a prayer. I don't want to take the people too much of their time. I'm blessed to have you, brothers, sisters, staff, my friends, working with you, and we should be returning Monday. But I want Sunday for you to digest. This is a lot of meat. I want you to do exercises to the audience members. Just because this is an offshore workshop. Awesome, you know. We have a business conference coming up. I want to get with our brother Amin on a science note to help. It's a beautiful program he has. But I thank all the audience members for always tuning into Religion Means a Lot. I have an important meeting to go to. But I just wanted to close you out with that. Keep freedom alive. Keep freedom alive. Let freedom reign. Each one teach one. Do for self and kind. Freedom through responsibility. Man needs mind. Words make people. Remake the world. The light is on. Up, you mighty nation, you may accomplish what you will. Never do a people change their condition till they change what is bothering them. Bothering it. Man plans and God plans, and for sure, God is the best of all planets. Thank you. Another edition of Religion Means Alive, which I think you may close us out.
With the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord and cherished and sustainer of all the systems of knowledge. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Master of the day of judgment, you alone do we worship and your aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your favor. Those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See you another day on Monday. Thank you for listening to another edition of Religion Means Allah.